Are we being gouged? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congress is determined to do something about gas price gouging, which it's promised to do before, only to get hung up on the definition of gouging. I think it's pretty simple. The word gouge comes from an old Celtic root meaning to scrape out a groove with a chisel. So, does gassing up feel like a sharp object is being pounded into your flesh? Yes! In fact, it brings a number of other words with Celtic roots to mind. But you see, that's the American way. That's how money is made. About the only people who don't gouge us are those illegal immigrants, and we're trying to chase them out of the country. Oh, another idea is a windfall profits tax on oil companies. But if the oil companies pay part of their windfall profits to the government, does that mean a rebate for us? No, I think it'll probably pay for building more democracy somewhere. So, what's left? Drive slower, they tell us. Who buys a car to drive slow? How many car commercials say, buy this car, it goes real slow? No, all that's left is to shop around. That's why we're always hearing the latest Lundberg survey, which this week tells us that the cheapest gas is $2.54 in Boise. Thanks for the info. Tomorrow, I'll start driving to work via Idaho. My fellow drivers, here's the bottom line. It's time to give up. You can't fight the oil companies because without them, your car doesn't go. Just tell yourself, it's not gas. It's a Grande Refined Petroleum Macchiato with a double shot of ethanol hold the lid. They could even print literary quotes on the nozzle. Heck, I'd pay $3.50 for that. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.